Hello, Podlers. If a grown-up listing off animals is your thing, then this is the podcast for you. Dolphin, crow, llama, camel, bird, cat, dog, elephant, chimpanzee, dolphin, octopus. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now, I want to give someone £250 worth of Wix gift card goodness with a game named Put It in the Garden. This is how it works. I'm going to give someone a question. They answer the question. Then we'll ask them to put it in the garden, which basically involves a pun. Get all three right, win the gift card. And playing this morning, a fan of the main station wants to spruce up his own garden. We have Sean. Hello, Sean.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along, Sean, to the show. So let's get down to business, shall we, with question one. What is the name of Matt Damon's character in the action thriller series, including films named Identity, Supremacy, and Ultimatum?
Jason Bourne.
He's Jason Bourne. Put him in the garden.
Jason, my plans need to be reborn again.
Wow.
That is so fun. I like that.
Byron's on line one. Yeah. Do you know, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it for the creativity and improvisation. Jason Lorne would have done me. I'm a very basic kind of cat, but yeah.
No, I think reborn again is the obvious one.
My flowers are reborn again. Behold!
Yeah. Gardeners are always saying that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Sean. That's good. Right, question two. Let's move on. Kiss Me is a 90s song by the band named What? None the Richer.
Sixpence.
Yes, sixpence. Now, not sixpence. I wouldn't pronounce it sixpence if we're going to put it in the garden. It's slightly strange way of pronouncing it, but I would go for sixpence. Put them in the garden, yeah. Sean.
Sixpence.
Yeah, yes. Six fence, none the richer. For my fence has fallen, none the richer. Sean, your final question. What is the name of the actor who played the lead role in the Harry Potter movies, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Les Miserables and The Theory of Everything?
I'd love to see
Harry Redknapp in the Harry Potter franchise. That'd be a dream come true. So you've gone for Eddie Redmayne. Put him in the garden, Sean.
Eddie Redmayne.
Beautiful work.
Sir, you've done really well. You're right, Matt. Beautiful work. You've got yourself a Wix gift card worth £250. Good luck with your garden project.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Sean. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for tuning in on the main station. That was all thanks to Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now, as promised, it's the Social Ammunition with Matt Dyson.
Yes.
Matt, before we get to the one song question, as teased, what you got for us?
Well, first, Talking Pet of the Week, because it's Talking Pet Friday.
This
is in the subgenre Cats with Accents. A while back, a few years ago now, a cat with a Scouse accent went madly viral. It was everywhere. Do you remember this one? Clear Scouse twang on that cat.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it?
Now,
it's true.
Someone called Jeanette Glennett, which is an amazing name
Jeanette
on Instagram.
Glennett.
Yeah, Jeanette Glennett has sent me a cat with an Australian accent. It gets better as you get into this. It starts to sound more Australian as you go.
Hello.
You see, that is proper Australia, Matt. Hello. It's upspeak.
Yeah.
Meow. You flaming go on. Yeah, it's pretty clearly Australian.
Hello.
Amazing. That cats
amazing.
Pick up accents of their owners. What a world we live in. Stop the cat now. And as you've already mentioned, Dave, the one-song question this morning is based on a list of outdated British slang terms that people want to bring back. Some research carried out by Urban Dictionary. They surveyed users about
words. We use
words,
them a lot on this show.
Words they like to come back. And in the top 15 were some surprising ones like fit, peng, and innit. I'm pretty sure innit's never they gone
I've
away.
Just stop using Peng.
Exactly.
I thought that was cool.
So people want those to come back. And also some of the older ones they want to return are Chock-a-Block, which is a great one. You never hear Chock-a-Block anymore. Hank Marvin for Starving. And Bob's Your Uncle is a really nice
I think people still say that.
Do you think so?
Well, yeah, Bob's also when I stub my toe, I say Jeanette Glanette.
Exactly.
Okay.
But yeah, there are so many classic slang terms you should bring back.
So, which old, outdated British slang would you like to see brought back into the modern lexicon? That's the question.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The old, outdated British slang you would like to see brought back. And Jenny in Manchester, curtain twitcher. Why does nobody say curtain twitcher anymore?
Nosy neighbour, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, someone, curtain twitchers of the UK.
Yeah.
I mean,
have
they got another name now?
I don't know if they
Or did
have,
they die really? Out? Because everyone's got blinds.
Yeah.
That's why. Everyone's got those kind of colonial slap blinds now, haven't they? So no one
when
knows.
You peer through those, you look like a detective.
Chuffed to bits, says Marge.
I still say chuffed.
Chuffed is a good one.
I love that
That's
word.
That's due a resurgence, isn't it?
I'm chuffed. But would you ever go the full Monty and go of bits or just two bits?
I think just chuffed. That's too far, isn't it?
Just chuffed.
Chuffed is okay.
Chuffed over the moon. I remember footballers went through a phase of saying chuffed over the moon,
Is it two ones together?
Combining two, Certainly Stuart Pearce used to say it a lot.
Right, so it's a ship
80s.
Name of outdated British
Yeah, it was lovely to hear.
Bring back Gordon Bennett, says this
Gordon
person. They're
Bennett.
Anonymous.
Yes.
The slang I would like to see brought back, Dave, is the word wazzuck. And that's from Paul.
Wazzuck.
I don't know about wazzuck.
I can hear Mick McCarthy saying it.
What a wazzuck.
He's tripped over one of the training cones.
It's quite satisfying to say, actually, isn't it? Wazzuck.
May I ask, are you courting?
Oh,
I love that.
Wow. It's a bit more
like
formal,
that?
Isn't it?
I love that.
Courting.
Why don't we just say that now?
Yeah.
Instead of hooking up.
Yeah. It's far more romantic.
It's true.
It implies you're going to like a box social.
Yeah. You can't be courting on Tinder. I just don't work. How long are you courting for? About 3 hours. Poppycock, in a sentence. What a load of poppycock, says Scott
really
from Huddersfield.
Wayne
in Portsmouth. I mean, this has really hit home with Wayne. Codswallop. Bagsy.
Bagsy was
a huge thing.
I haven't bagsied for a while.
Well, I still call dibs.
Do you?
Oh, good.
But have you hanky pankied, Glenn? That's my question to you.
I have not hanky panky. I've neither hankied nor pankied.
No, he has bagsied, but he has not hankied or pankied. Slang to bring back, you're having a giraffe / bubble. So Andy in Potter's Bar is talking about, obviously, Cockney rhyming slang there, two different ones for having a laugh, which I can speak from experience people still use, Andy, on a daily basis. But there's some really good ones here, some interesting, old, outdated British slang that you would like to see brought back. In fact, keep them coming to 8, 12, 15. Yes, we are going to go beyond just the one song question.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, 10 weeks of tickets. We'd like to send you to see The Killers in London on July 4th. There is another chance to win with Bush on Home Time from 4, and that's to see the band live in Manchester. But here on Breakfast, we are playing All Killers, No Spillers. Matt Dyson has a vessel of an undetermined size in front of him. He will fill it, not now, he will fill it with water from another vessel of undetermined size. All you need to do is shout, "Stop!" When you think you are near the rim of the vessel, you must rim it to win it. The contestant who gets the closest to the rim will win. But if you penetrate the rim and spill water all over our state-of-the-art studio, you automatically lose. And joining us on line one, we have Alan. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Alan, welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you as well. Alan's a huge fan of Absolute 80s and a huge fan of The Killers. On line two, we have Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Jeff, welcome along to the show. Jeff likes the main station. Jeff, this is Alan. Alan, this is Jeff.
Morning, Jeff. Good morning.
Okay, Alan, we're going to be starting with you. Matt's about to pour as we move into the splash zone. Using the hydraulic arm, Still can't remember why we have this sound effect. It doesn't make any sense in the narrative of this. So all you need to do, Alan, is shout stop when you think the water has poured to closest to the rim of the vessel. Matt Dyson, begin the pour, please. Okay, Alan.
That's the loudest pour we've ever had.
It reminds me of that time Matt slept at my house and he went for a wee at midnight.
Okay.
Jeff, you're in play. Good luck. Have you reset the vessel?
Reset.
Hang on a second.
I'm ready to commence.
There you go.
Get the arm in place.
Matt is now dangling in the air.
I can't believe they let me have a forklift. I was thrilled when the boss said I can have one. Right. Commence the pour, Jeff. You got to shout stop. Here we go.
Stop.
Oh, my goodness me.
Oh,
gentlemen,
wow.
Gentlemen, I can comment, this is one of the closest we've ever had on All Killers No Spillers. Wow. You are both, honestly, millimetres from the rim of the vessel.
So close.
We have marked both of them off. Matt Dyson, you're going to have to make a call. Was it Alan who poured first or Jeff who just poured now?
It was Alan.
Alan, you've done it! Oh, well done!
Yes.
Well done.
So close.
My goodness me. There. Jeff, it was a great effort, man. Have
unlucky
a wonderful
Jeff.
Weekend. Yeah, unlucky. But Alan, congratulations. You're off to see the Killers. Well done.
Ah, superb. Thank you very much.
No
excellent.
Worries,
thank
man. Thanks
made
for tuning in on 80s. That's our pleasure. Let me come and have a little look at that rim.
Look at that.
My goodness me.
So close to being penetrated.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. As I say, there's a chance for you to win your way into the Killers in Manchester as part of 10 weeks of tickets with Bush this afternoon from 4 p.m. Next week here on Breakfast, it's all about getting you into the Isle of Wight Festival.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gig.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
You wonderful folk who listen on Absolute Radio Country may actually want to listen away now. Because I just used the words plagiarism and Shania Twain in the same sentence. And I'm about to drop Exhibit A. So, back in April of 2023, a listener by the name of Lucy told us about a song she had penned when she was but 12 years old, and it was named Bright Lights Ended Love With Richard. And here's what went down that fateful morning. Here we go. The song starts with, I ended love with Richard, I started love with you. So I was hooked. I want to know about Richard. I want to know about who this new person is. So who was Richard in your 12-year-old life, Lucy?
Absolutely no idea.
Well, Lucy, the floor is yours. From your 12-year-old brain via your 31-year-old lips, please give us the song.
I ended love with Richard, I started love with you. I always want to be together, but that's up to you. Bright lights, come to find me. Bright lights, come to find you. Bright lights, come to find us.
Now, thank you once again to the lovely listener, Lucy. To give some context to that, for those of you who missed it the first time round, she was on her way to Los Angeles with her boyfriend, and we made her pull over, take our call, and sing that while sat next to her current squeeze, right? Then they were off on holiday. So it became one of my favourite moments of the year, because we then passed that audio over to a very talented man to give it the full Absolute Radio bells and whistles. And that man was Paul, the rhythm guitarist from the band of Mum and Dad, also a really accomplished songwriter. And he gave us, based on what you've just heard, right?
Yeah.
This is how talented Paul from the band of Mum and Dad is. He gave us this.
I ended love with Richard, I started love with you. I always wanna be together, but that's up to you. To find me, bright light coming to find
phone lights
you.
On.
Bright light coming to find us. I ended love with Richard. I started love with you.
Such a lovely voice.
I mean, every single member of the band and Mum and Dad was just a super talent, and I was so grateful that Paul did that for us. So, a couple of days ago, somebody slid into my DMs on Instagram asking if Shania Twain had ripped off Lucy's Ended Love with Richard on her song Black Eyes, Blue Tears. Shall we hear a direct comparison?
Yes.
Oh. So, here's Bright Lights. Shania.
Oh, wow. That's pretty close.
Yeah.
Now, Shania's been in. She was sipping like Davy Doo from a breakfast show mug. Oh, man. I mean, let's... Hang on. Here we go. Shania, how could you?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave, I think about Bright Lights, Ended Love with Richard easily once a month. It lives rent-free somewhere in my brain. I love it. And that is from Sophie. Well, yeah, I mean... Tis a banger. Is that a word we should bring back? Is that an old, outdated British slang that we want to bring back? Do people still say banger?
Well, yeah, it was so good that Marvin Gaye did a cover of it, didn't he? Yeah.
Yes, he famously did. Yeah. Would you like to hear a blast of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is. I love how much you love that clip.
It's great.
This is an AI Marvin Gaye doing the song, by the way.
Bite.
I feel I should point out, and I don't have to point this out, but I feel I should point this out, that Shania Twain is a dear, darling friend of the show, and the song she released came out in about 1997. So if anything, we plagiarised her. Surprise! Right, so the reason I was talking banger, shall we bring that back as a word, is a little earlier on in the show, in fact, about an hour ago, we posed you a question, which is the old, outdated British slang that you would like to see brought back. Big Jim, as he calls himself, in Coventry. Mumbo Jumbo. I Should Coco is a suggestion from Mark on the A14 en route to Cambridge. Fan Dabby Dozy to come back from Al the Trucker.
Yes.
Nincompoop.
Big
Mac says he works with plenty of them. Joe in Bulldog says Crikey Nora, which I've never heard before.
Nice. Blummin' Nora. There's lots of Nora variations.
Yeah. This person who's anonymous is going way, way, way back with Shiver Me Timbers. I mean,
that's purely pirates.
Way back. And Stuart from Essex, Fae Knights. Dave, why can't I bring Fae Knights back? Do you remember Fae Knights?
No.
Oh, crossing your fingers. And,
Fae Knights, I'm out. I've had enough, you know.
I've never heard that
it's
one.
From, no, I think it's from the past.
We call it Injects. Injects in the north.
Injects in the north?
Watford. Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about that,
Fae Knights in the south.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to say.
Did you shout bundle? There's nothing else to say. Okay, fine. Thank you very much indeed for sharing the old, outdated British slang.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Anna Geary has something for us to ponder. Now, we are privy to as much as you are out there. This has been a very private correspondence exchange between Anna Geary and the Hype Beast Womble executive producer Mark. So all I know is you met an old friend for drinks.
Yes.
She brought some work colleagues along. Yep. One of them was a little bit kooky. And now we have a quiz on our hands.
Right.
That's what we've got. So flesh it out for us, Anna, please.
Okay, so I went to meet my friend Charlie, who I've known for a very long time. She's my best friend. We met on a public bus when we were 16.
As opposed to the private bus you often get.
That's Charlie. And we got chatting. Turns out we were at the same college. Aww. We've been best friends ever since. Lived together in uni. Been on holidays. I'm godmum to her daughter, Sophia.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yes. And anyway, sometimes she comes down to London because her company have offices in the Shard.
Ooh.
Very posh. Oh, right, okay. Very posh, I know.
Which one is that again? On the, I can't never...
And on Wednesday, we were out in the evening and she brought some friends with her, and two of them were real characters. Tom and Graham, they were called. I'm just going to get that shout out in right now.
Morning, Tom. Morning, Graham.
Tom sometimes listens to Absolute Breakfast too. So
okay.
He's already a fan.
Hey, Tom. Graham, I like you less. I've always liked Graham less than Tom.
Anyway, Tom posed a question while we were out, which I wanted to ask you guys, and you guys have to come up with the answers.
And now I've dragged all the listeners into
and
it.
All okay, listeners. Okay,
fine.
Exactly.
Fine.
So okay. Shall I ask it? Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Can you name the seven animals that recognise themselves in the mirror?
What?
This is why I'm involved in every production meeting, Mark.
What an icebreaker that must have been.
Did this come from Tom or Graham?
This came from Tom.
Okay.
Oh, no. I thought it was more of Graham.
Yeah.
I thought it was much more Graham.
The kooky world of Graham, yeah. not lovely Tom, who knows Wacky what he loves to Graham. Listen to in the morning. So I know that you've done a little bit of research to this. It's not just nonsensical. There are seven animals that have been identified by scientists. There are seven types of animal,
yes,
and only seven in the world,
yes,
that can recognise their own reflection in the mirror.
Exactly.
I think we can guess a couple.
I think
right?
We could probably.
Well,
do,
well hold on, no, because I'm going to give the. I want to give everyone some time. On
No,
this.
It's just me. It's the Glenn Moore Show from now on. Welcome to the new normal.
Yeah, well, that's beat the intro, Glenn. The rest of us can go on other things. You've already got that. Okay, so 8. 12, 15. Let's have a go at Tom's little quiz that Anna's brought to you. Go through it one more time for everyone, please, Anna.
Can you name the seven animals that recognise themselves in the mirror?
8, 12, 15. Anna's going to be revealing all. We'll be having our guesses as well to see how well we do. And you out there. It's coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
If you're just joining us, somebody named Graham was trying to chat Anna up in a bar. Decided
no,
to
not
do...
true. Fake news.
And decided to do it by asking which seven members of the animal kingdom can recognise themselves in a mirror. Only seven. 50 years worth of medical and biological research has gone into this. So yeah. The answer is a true one. We've all had a go at it, so have you. Stacey in Peterborough was the first person to text in with a budgie. We had a llama. Mick in Glasgow went for chimp, orangutan, parrot, dolphin, crow, llama, camel, bird, cat, dog, elephant, chimpanzee, dolphin, octopus. Daddy, what did you do at work today?
I think well, that's even. Covered every animal. Yeah. I think that's all of them there. I can't name any other animals.
So I'm going to start. Is one of them humans? Are we being tricked with humans? Can I get that out of the way?
No, that's nil point.
Animal.
So we can't recognise ourselves in the mirror.
We just don't count in this quiz.
No.
We're just ignoring that.
Got right. It. I've got apes.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
Yes.
Whales.
Yes.
Elephants. Giant tortoises. Octopi and rat.
Oh, yeah.
They're I've my seven. Rat.
You've got four.
Oh, really?
Ah.
What?
You well, dirty rat! What you got, man?
Well, I was thinking like an African grey parrot because they're very intelligent, aren't they? But budgies do have mirrors in their cages, don't they, traditionally? So I always look
and
in
they
each
put
other.
Them there.
So I'd say they're such a vain bird. I'd say budgie, surely. Is budgie one of them?
No.
Budgerigar?
No. To use his full name. Budgie's not there. What about Budgerigar? Is that there?
or octopus. Dolphins got to be
there's
there.
A crossover
dolphins
here.
Got to be
yeah,
one
dolphins,
of them. Yeah,
dolphins, yeah.
Oh, we're crossing over.
Dolphins,
the
intelligent,
is on there.
The intelligent ones are all there.
Yes. Yeah. So dolphins, elephants, apes and whales.
That's four.
They're the four
they're
I
the
got.
Four. Yes.
And Glenn, you have that.
I have that
those four.
Four,
yeah.
Tarantulas.
No.
Eagles?
No.
And just because they're like shiny things, magpies.
Well done. Hey!
Wow. Magpies.
So magpies is five.
Yes.
So who are the other two?
So the other two, manta rays.
Oh.
Right.
God, they must look at us in the mirror and go, I look horrible. Yeah. I look rubbish.
And then face. You would never have got this one. No.
Well, I wouldn't have got manta rays, to be fair.
Well, true, okay. Yeah. The cleaner wrasse, which is a type of marine fish, and it's coloured.
Wow.
Beautiful. Beautiful multicolored.
I crossed it out and put a rat instead.
Did they just put a mirror in the fish tank and then when the fish went by, they saw they were doing a double take?
I look good today. Anna, thank you. And thank you to Graham and Tom for bringing this to the table. We really enjoyed it. And we had so many of you getting in touch. So thank you very much indeed. Go through the seven again.
So it's apes, the Asian elephant, manta rays, dolphins, orcas, magpies, and the cleaner wrasse, a fish.
Thank you very much indeed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time right now for the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's the tidbit, Matty D?
It's a little clip of Weakest Link that's gone viral. I know you're a big fan of the show, obviously.
After you walked off, as Liston once said,
Only
because Ramesh asked me to leave. Yeah.
Well, it's a strange reaction that's gone viral. A high camp TV moment shared by a guy called Luke on Twitter or X. And the reaction to someone being choked up Weakest Link is like none that you will have heard before.
I am absolutely gutted. I got 3 questions incorrect in the entire game. As answered, I was the strongest player in the entire game, the strongest link in that round. I asked Sue earlier what she wanted to spend the prize money on. She's going to spend it on a holiday. Such frippery is outrageous. I would spend my winnings if I won on funding my education, my debts as being a student. And I think it's very sad, very shallow, and rather evil of the other two to optimize me. I was robbed. What can I say? I mean, I think Sue's going to win at the end of the day, but after all, it's tainted money.
I think I said something similar about Rick Edwards when I got voted off.
How dare she have a holiday? Such frippery.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it from the Friday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. It is time to thank you for tuning in today and maybe all of this week. It is time to thank you for tuning in. As I say, on Monday, we're going to be doing Is It Weird That I? If you'd like to complete that sentence, you can do dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. I'll be checking my inbox across the weekend. You need to check that the latest edition of the podcast has landed in your feed. What's it going to be called? He was Bagsied, but he was not Hanky Pankied. From your 12-year-old brain via your 31-year-old lips. And finally, such frippery. Matt, what's it to be?
Such frippery does sum up the show nicely, all the talk of outdated slang terms. But I thought that your 12-year-old brain via your 31-year-old lips was a lovely way to talk about that song.
That will bait them in. Yeah. So the podcast is named From Your 12-Year-Old Brain Via Your 31-Year-Old Lips. You can get that wherever you do your pod dealings. On the way next, the Sturge is in for Leona. She's going to bring you the tea break trivia and those details you need to potentially win £250,000 this very day. We'll be back amongst you Monday, 6 a.m. Enjoy your weekends. Stay safe. Stay entertained. Arrivederci!